make the motion to go out of closed, back into open session.
I'll second the motion. So we have a motion and a second to go back into open session. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we're on to the RDA agenda. Item number A, discussion and consideration of ratification of assignment order from Jones and DeMille Engineering for the Dutch John Airport survey. This is something that we did last week, but it wasn't on the RDA agenda, so it needs to be ratified.
So I'll make the motion to ratify the assignment order from Jones and DeMille for Dutch John Airport survey.
I'll second that motion. So we have a motion and a second to ratify the action that we took last week for the assignment order for Jones and DeMille for the Dutch John Airport survey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number B, discussion and consideration of disposition of funds from sale of property to the town of Dutch John.
So included in the packet, the agreement. So I don't know if probably anybody's had any chance to look at it. I did not read through it. So, but there was a question as to what we agreed to before we would approve this. So it's in your packet.
So you want me to read and see if there's $5,000 went to the buildings?
I still know that there was, but I don't know. If I can find it.
It's going to be near the back. Because that stuff's pretty thick. Keep going. That's still part of ARPA.
Yeah, it's the very back. Like three pages.
Three pages in the back? Purchase agreement. Blank, blank, blank.
Yeah, but it's signed. I don't know why that didn't get filled out when they signed it. But.
Parcels of county. Not RDA. Ten acres for $35,000. No, wait.
So item number seven says the total amount paid to sellers pursuant to this contract shall be used by sellers in providing EMS fire protection.
That was section 7, item 7.
Yeah, item number 7. So I guess the question is, and I don't know that I have a recommendation today as far as how to fulfill that commitment and how where to spend it.
Yeah, the money's currently in RDA already, and it sounded like there's a letter behind that Neil had contacted, or an email, Craig Smith, and the RDA can transfer money to another government entity which is either the town or the district, to qualify as another government
entity. Or the county.
Or the county. Yeah. So I think for now you're okay just leaving it in the RDA until you have a specific use for it, but knowing that that full 34,600, whatever it was.
610, I think. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we know what it's marked for, and just need to determine an appropriate expenditure.
Just so that it states that all three entities, it's not just RDA. The property, the real estate, other than the 10 acres, is all county.
Well, that's what was originally thought, but supposedly...
Well, it's in this.
Well, I know. Because that was based on what we thought before the title search was done.
Well, then this is not the binding contract. If we need the other one.
Your question, not, I can't answer that, but yeah, well, you might be right, but I mean, it's done, it's been transferred now, so you know, that's one of those things that where if there's an error, if it's completed, it's kind of, it's done, but that's a Neil question. We can
address that with Neil and see if there's any other action we need to take. My recollection, based on the conversations that we've had with Neil, was that we were okay because of being in and out of the RDA. But let's bring that up with him next time we have the opportunity. So, as far as item number B on the RDA agenda, I don't think we need to take any action necessarily today on how to dispose of those funds. We'll just leave it in the RDA fund until such time that we identify an appropriate expenditure and then transfer it. Item number C, discussion and consideration of public easement for three-phase power line in Dutch John. I know that this is concerning some property that Matt Lucas is developing for a residential development. And I know that he's working on getting the legal description of that easement prepared, but I don't think that that's ready for action at this point. D, closed session for discussion of possible purchase, exchange, release of real property. We've got another closed session, I believe, at 11 o'clock that will encompass that item. And then item number E is discussion and consideration of participation agreement with Pat Hedricks for land sale. And I don't think that we're prepared to take any action on that today either.
Quick comment, and I'll go back. I did talk to Trevor, and he's thinking this week, he's hopeful he'll be able to daylight those deals. Don't know if Matt had reminded me yesterday. I got hold of Trevor, and
good.
He's going to check on both sides of the highway, one by the fire hydrant, because that would be the likely spot where it would end. And if it's there, then he'll go to the other side of the highway and see what exists.
Okay. Thank you.
Just that was one of the updates that I remember. Thank you.
So I would propose that we recess until 11 o'clock when our next closed session is.
We'll take that recommendation.
Okay, we're recessed until 11 o'clock. Thank you.
Okay, fantastic.
I assume you want to be in closed?
Yes.
Okay.
This is regular, so we have to go in there.
Okay.
We're not quite ready yet.
Okay. Oh, I'm just going to come sit up here.
I'll make the motion that we go out of opening to closed.
I'll second the motion that we go into closed session for the purpose of possible purchase, exchange, or lease of real property. All in favor?
Randy, aye.
Matt Tippett, aye.